Okay. Today's video is going to be a little bit special. Why do I say it's going to be a little bit special? It's because if you look at the news article, okay, the latest news article, 5 days ago, public and private property price growth show sign of moderation in Q1. Then you read, they will tell you that the HDB index grew by 1.5% in the first quarter, but on the fourth quarter, down from 2.6% in the fourth quarter of 2024. Means it still grow, but in 2024, last quarter, it grew 2.6%. This quarter only grew 1.5%. Then later, then he put that it is the lowest growth in the past 5 quarters. Then later, it says about blah, 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 whatever. Okay. Anyway, I look at the article. I don't fully agree with the article lah, okay, but I may be wrong. This is just my personal opinion, okay. So disclaimer first, I don't fully agree because first quarter data consists of Chinese New Year, okay. At the same time, the first quarter data consists of lagging indicators, people that sell HDB then wanted 60-day submission, 90-day submission because they want to do an extension. Then they delay the submission. So even your November, December school holiday period data may be inside the first quarter of 2025. Okay, so I do not agree with the article because I feel that it doesn't fully relate or reflect what is really happening in the market. So today I'm going to do a very special episode. I'm going to show you the real statistics that I know of that is happening in the market. So the first statistic that I want to show you is that from the last time I did a video, it was 19 February. The video was no cooling measure for budget 2025 because end up there's no cooling measure. Then they were talking about supply, supply, supply. Then later on we saw the sales of balance flare. We saw more BTO supplies coming up. Blah blah blah. Then later we have this Parktown residents. Okay, so let's explain. Parktown residents was released on, I think, launched on 22nd or 21st February together with Elta. So it ended in the middle of the night on 1, 2, 3 a.m. I think when I got home, it was 2, 3 a.m. the next day already. So on that day, Parktown residents, this Tampines mixed development. Okay, I'm going to show you the data and tell you what is happening so that at least you understand the real thing that is really happening on the ground. Okay, so when the night falls, Parktown was 86.67% sold in a day. Okay, 1,034 units sold. That was that day. Today, as of 6 April, okay, Parktown is 88.77% sold. Okay, so within this 1 month or so, 1.5 months or so, we saw an additional of about 25 units. Okay, so as of now, Parktown is 88.77% sold, 1,059 units transacted. Okay, that is almost the first quarter. On the same day, we have this development called Elta. Elta is this Tampines development. It launched on the same day, but Elta is a smaller development. So Elta finished at about 3 p.m. As of today, Elta is 65.47% sold, 328 units. Okay, Elta is very special because the units that is not sold are mostly the very, very high floor units, like the 30 over floors, and are the bigger units like the 4-bedder, 4-bedder study, 4-bedder dual key, and the 5-bedder. Okay, so if you add Elta and Parktown together, we sold about 1,400 over units. 1,400 each units lah, around there. Am I correct? Around there, okay. Then later on, one or 2 weeks later, okay, let me go through my system so that I can tell you the real thing that happened. Okay, so on 28 February, I share a North Gaya available units. On 28 February, North Gaya has 21 units available. North Gaya is an EC in Yishun. I think when it launched, people keep saying that no good, no good, no good. I tell you guys, no good, no more. Why? On 28 February, left with 21 units. I think it was a few days ago, North Gaya is fully sold. Okay, North Gaya is fully sold. Next, we go for the Ori of Tampines. Okay, Ori of Tampines. Ori of Tampines is a EC, Tampines EC. Okay. Ori of Tampines as of 9 March. Okay, I shared this. I going back through my Telegram group. So you are my Telegram group, you know that I actually share a lot of these insights real time. At 7 a.m. on the next day, March 9, Ori of Tampines clocked 89.74%, 682 units sold. Okay, but that was in 9 March. So Ori of Tampines a month in the next month. Okay, because this is on the launch day. My launch day is 89.74%. As of today, Ori of Tampines is already 92.89%, 706 units sold. Okay, so if you add up whatever just now, 1,004 plus minus, add up is about 2,100 plus units. Okay, then not to forget, even though it may not be something that I favor, but I still have to say this is that there was this launch, if I'm not wrong, it's a Lentor launch. I didn't really talk about it. I don't want to say why. If you follow me clearly, you'll know my reasons. But I still cannot neglect it. Okay, why? Because Lentor launch in this project, what is the name called? Lentor Residence, is it? Wait, Lentor Central Residence. Lentor Central Residence on 10 March on Straits Time, it shows that it managed to sell 93.3% as of 5 p.m. on March 9. Okay, 93.3%. Okay, so let me tell you, 93.3% is almost 430 over units. Around there, I think. Today, Lentor Central Residence that was launched on the 9th March, okay, sold 464 units, 97.27%. Is a lot of units. So as of the whole of the first quarter, this is what has happened after the Chuan Park and the Emerald of Katong craze. This is what happened in the new launch market. And besides that, in February, the government launched 5,000 over units of sales of balance flat. Okay, so if you watch till this part, right, it takes a lot of effort to make a video. It only takes you less than 1 second to help me like the video. Please hit the like button and subscribe button. Thank you for watching. Go back. Okay, so I just want to emphasize that these are not all the new launches that are sold in the first quarter. There's still other launches that are sold. You know, I just want to show you some more significant data that is happening in the market and those like massive datas. Of course, every project they will still sell that few units in that few months. So there's still other launches that is selling their leftover units every month, but those are not calculated in this video. So I just want to give you a better idea what is really happening. So if I'm not wrong, I explain a little bit, sales of balance flat, 5,000 units. BTO also about 5,000 units. So in February 2025, the government launched application of close to 10,000 over units for HDB BTO flats and sales of balance flats. All these number, if you add up, a total of private and HDB total units, I can recall what I just said was maybe about 3,000 to 4,000 units being launched in the whole market in Singapore. Okay, in terms of new launch supply, new houses, sales of balance, BTO, new launch, all these are new houses. Every house is one household, so one household can be one buyer or two buyer. This number is very, very, very big. So I feel that all these numbers, if you know me and you follow my channel, you know that the statistics are lagging. What I share with you now is not lagging because all these, they may not have exercised the S&P whatsoever. So the statistics may not be out. The statistics may not be locked in URA yet and whatsoever. So I'm showing you some insider statistics that is happening in the market. So that at least you know that all these units are, for new launch, they are transacted already, meaning that people already pay option fee. For sales and balance and BTO flat, yes, I know that the result is not out. Some of the result is out, some of the result not out. People have not gone to buy, but people already put in the application. And by putting in the application, right, they cannot go and like buy a resale flat. You know, if you put in the application, you wait for the results, man. You won't go and buy a resale flat in the midst of you put your BTO. You have to wait for your results to be out. Only when your result is out, then you feel that, hey, there's less chance or there's no chance, you know, then you will go back to the resale market. So for me, this BTO and SBF, sales of balance flat application, is something that actually pause the market, because these people that actually go and throw in their application, they will wait till the result is out. So the result is out this month, April to May. So April to May, these people will decide whether they get it or they don't get it. Then if they don't get it, they may go to the resale market, or they may just go for the July SBF again, because there's a July SBF. I forget how what is the numbers already. I need to search for it again. It's another, I think, 2,000 or 3,000 or 5,000 units again. So this thing is big, guys. This thing is huge. So if I look at the article showing the growth or sign of moderation, I'm not saying that it's fully wrong, okay? But for me, I feel that, hey, this sign of moderation is, it may not be accurate, but yes, I do agree that the market is in the sign of moderation, because I feel it. You know, we are in the ground, we are doing our job every day, we are helping the client sell rent and everything. We understand what is happening. But I feel that it's too early for us to say that the price will drop or the moderation will drop. The moderation has came. I feel that it's really too early. I feel that if you watch my video in February or January, I told you that first quarter is going to do well. So this is how well first quarter has done. This is how well the new launch market, the new house market has did well for 2025. So further down the road, if you ask me what will happen next, I feel that the second quarter is actually going to be a very boring quarter. You won't see much good launches in the market. At the same time, the effect of people buying the new launch, the effect of people getting their BTOs, their sales of balance, whether they get it or not, the statistics should be shown in the second quarter statistics. So I feel that you want to know whether there's really a moderation coming. The second quarter statistics will show you whether the resale market for private and HDB, is it still doing well? I'm very sure the second quarter is going to show us something new. So this is a very interesting year, because if you know a few days ago, there's this Trump's, I don't know if you follow me. I don't want to talk about politics in on my channel, but if you follow in my Telegram group, I don't feel that, I don't think that whatever that's done is correct and is right at the moment lah. So as of now, I'm pretty happy that my move are all correct. I withdraw from the US stock market a few weeks ago. I put my money into gold, and gold has significantly increased. I feel that in long run, gold is the way to go, because there's so many unhappiness and so many competition between trades and currency and dollar and whatsoever. So I feel that these are times that you may not know what will happen next. It's very dangerous. Will this trade war affect the property market and whatsoever? I think it's too early for me to make any comment. I don't want to jump to conclusion, but I feel that the Singapore market is still resilient. But no matter what, there will be wave and there will be impact. You know, it's just a matter of how big is this going to be. The worst case scenario that we wouldn't want to see is company closing down, unemployment, people unable to pay their loans. I think that is the worst case scenario that we do not want to see. But at the same time, I think it's a very good time and the right time for the property market to stable down with all the turmoil that's going on, with all the problems. At the same time, with all the supply that is being inserted by the government, I think we are at the right time. But if you watch my rental video last week on how I explain what happened to the rental market, there's always this struggle point or stabilizing point. How long will this struggle and stabilize effect goes on? It can be a year, it can be 2 years, it can be 3 years. I'm not sure. But how long can this thing continue, before a moderation happens? We will have to see, because this is something that nobody can predict. In the rental market, it took about a year, but rental is typically faster. So I feel that in the sales market, if there is no big surprises, I'm pretty sure this struggle can end up in 2 to 3 years. Or I don't know, but it wouldn't be like, oh, struggle 1 year and then price gonna drop. It wouldn't happen so fast. So that's it for today's video. I hope you understand where I'm coming from. I want to show you the real statistics of what happened in first quarter, because I told you first quarter is going to do well, and first quarter has a lot of good launches, good location. And if you look at it, North Gaya, a lot of things have been sold out. They are all gone. So that's it for first quarter 2025. My next video, I will share more on what is my future views on the second quarter or the third quarter. And I will continue to help you make better decisions in the real estate market. So if you need any help in your property needs, whether it is buying, selling, or sale, or whatever, you can feel free to contact me. Let's do a pre-consultation call first, give you an idea whether you are in the right direction first before you make any decision. Okay? Thank you. Hit the like button, subscribe button. I see you in the next episode, and bye bye.